Mid-America Network News, I'm Blake Cripps. BNSF Railway says 12 cars on a train derailed in northwest Missouri. No one was injured. Cars back on the track early Wednesday, operations resuming after the inspection of the tracks. Investigators are trying to determine what caused the derailment. It happened Tuesday evening in Platte County near Farley. Three locomotives were heading from Lincoln, Nebraska to Kansas City. They were part of a train with 88 cars. Seven cars went off the tracks and overturned. None of the cars contained hazardous materials. And a spokesman for the Kansas Racing and Gaming Commission says a man accused of gunning down a Kansas City, Kansas police detective was ordered to leave the Hollywood Casino parking lot prior to the fatal shooting. Commission spokesman Fred Waller says Curtis Ayers was loitering outside the casino near Kansas Speedway on Monday when a security agent ordered him to leave. Mid-America Network News.
It's Toro days at the Home Depot. Ready to crank up the savings? Jump on a powerful Toro riding mower right now for a special buy of just $23.49. You'll get features like smart speed control for trimming, towing, or mowing, and a zero turning radius that turns on a dime to change to spare. Time to get moving and saving. Bring on spring with great buys during Toro Days now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through May 18th in continental U.S. only. See store for details.
Yo, it's me, the grill. Why don't you put down that garden hose and get over here? We got some grilling to do. So scrape my grate and lay it on me. Spicy Korean pork chops, grilled pork burritos, and double smoky ribs with bacon, bourbon, barbecue sauce. Woo-wee! I'm getting up to 350 real fast. So come on, let's grill for it. Want to grill for it this summer? Get started at porkbeinspired.com. This message funded by America's Pork Producers and the Pork Checkoff.
Officials said Wednesday that a 7-year-old girl died on Tuesday. She drowned in Eureka, Kansas. Happened in Greenwood County. According to the sheriff, first responders approached the bridge around 5 o'clock, finding an adult male hanging onto a log in Fall River below a dam. The girl was partially submerged underneath the water. It happened near the Fall River Bridge. Girl was rescued, but eventually pronounced dead at Greenwood County Hospital. The sheriff's office is investigating the incident. And the Kansas Highway Patrol issuing an alert for a missing 9-year-old Tennessee girl. Uncle may be driving her toward Kansas. Officials say that Carly Trent disappeared from Rogersville, Tennessee on May 4th. Troopers say she may have been taken by Gary Simpson. They're on the lookout for a white Dodge van with a Tennessee tag, 173 GPS. The girl, 4'8", 75 pounds, blonde hair, white, with blue eyes. Mid-America Network News.
Mid-America Network News, I'm Stephanie Austin. The commission that oversees Nebraska's state tourism agency scheduled a meeting to discuss the job of its embattled director in the wake of a blistering state audit. Commission members will hear initial recommendations of the subcommittee that was formed to review the audit's findings. The recommendations could include actions against Kathy McKillop, the commission's executive director. Nebraska officials say voter turnout in Tuesday's election was the highest for a presidential primary since 2000. Secretary of State John Gale said that 26.5% of registered voters participated in the election. Turnout in 2000 reached 30.1%. Gale had predicted an average turnout because the GOP presidential race was no longer contested, but the races for legislature, Congress, natural resource districts, and other offices are not yet decided. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Hey, here's a stunner. Ford F-Series is America's best-selling brand of trucks again. You mean the same brand that's been America's favorite since your dad had hair is number one again? Yeah, who could have seen that coming? And it wasn't even close. What's kept Ford F-Series on top for 39 years straight? Game-changing innovation, pal. Like the high-strength military-grade aluminum alloy in the F-150. You may have noticed the competition came up short again. Understandable, seeing how its aluminum alloy helps make F-150 stronger, more capable, and more efficient than ever before. And the innovation doesn't stop there. F-150 also offers features like available pro trailer backup assist that makes slipping your trailer into tight spaces as easy as slipping a bratwurst into a bun. Ford F-Series, F-150, Super Duty, making every other truck brand history.
Class is full-size pickups and already 500 pounds. GVWR based on Ford segmentation. EPA estimated fuel economy rating of 19 city, 26 highway, 22 combined MPG. 2.7 liter EcoBoost V6 4x2. Actual mileage will vary.
Technology is supposed to be easy. What happens when you have printer problems, home network issues, or you get a virus? Check out Blue Valley Telecommunications' new solution, Blue Pro. With our support package, you have access to 24/7 technical support for all your connected electronics. Plus, you get antivirus and anti-theft protection, password keepers, and parental controls. All the technology help you need to make your life easy for only $14.99. For more information, call us today at 877-876-1228.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marysville City Council met Monday. Neighborhood petitions for dust control on 8th Road and Jayhawk Roads were approved on a 7-1 vote, with Bill Biesinger voting no. Jayhawk Road will only be completed to 11th Street due to activity with the Hartley Ridge subdivision just west. Concern with drainage problems of a Lakeview sports complex were forwarded to the Sport and Rec Committee for consideration. Sally Oliver and Matt Schmelsley were approved as appointments to the Library Board. Council met in executive session for an hour to consider candidates for city administrator. Upon return, a motion to allow the mayor to negotiate contract terms was approved. It is expected that upon acceptance, a new city administrator will be named. Mayor Carly Grund indicated that she hopes to hold the city mill levy steady next year. She encouraged continued efforts at strategic planning and long-term focus, as well as prioritization of projects. She also presented a draft that will be mailed to Orscheln Management, indicating the city is willing to work with them on 12th Road improvements, allowing construction of a new store on U.S. 36 Highway. A letter of commendation was also read, addressed to the MHS senior class for the prom walk last month. A primary election was held Tuesday in Gage County. Incumbent John Hill of Holmesville defeated Robert Dorn of Wymore for Gage County Supervisor, District 6, with 69% of the vote. Hill received 123 votes, Dorn 55. Top two candidates for Wymore City Council, Ward 1, were Max Allen and Daniel Hawkins, who received 55 and 37 votes respectively. The remaining two candidates, Andrea Welch and Patrick Caslin, were eliminated with 24 votes for Welch and 6 votes for Caslin. In the presidential primary, Donald Trump took 55% of the vote. Despite ending their campaigns, Ted Cruz received 25%, John Kasich 15% of the votes. Hillary Clinton took 56% of ballots in Gage County versus Bernie Sanders. Relatively low turnout of 28% was reported with just the two local races. Primary winners will advance to the general election in November. Jesse William Rowland, age 69, of Marysville, passed away Saturday. Graveside service Friday, 2 p.m. at the Randolph Fancy Creek Cemetery. And Darius Fifely, Funeral Home of Riley, in charge of arrangements for Jesse Rowland. Charles E. Charlie Moore, age 69, of Barnston, passed away on Sunday. Funeral service Friday, 10 a.m. at the Westside Baptist Church Beatrice. Interment in the Liberty Cemetery. Visitation Thursday, 10 until 9. Family will see friends Thursday from 6 until 8 at the Laughlin Ovid Funeral Home in Wymore, in charge of arrangements for Charlie Moore. On the Marysville Schools lunch menu today, meatloaf, baby bakers, wheat bread, California blend, and fresh fruit. Tomorrow, pulled pork on a bun, beans, cucumbers and onions, and mandarin oranges. Check of a school and community calendar. Marysville High Senior Scholastic Awards night this evening at 7. KNDY News time is 7:14.
United Bank and Trust has been fulfilling the banking needs of families and businesses in Northeast Kansas for decades. United Bank and Trust is always advancing and is excited to introduce a new and improved mobile banking app for your smartphone. Simply search UBT Mobile in the App Store and download. It's a mobile-fast world, and so is United Bank and Trust, the bank for your future. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hot meat buys during a three-day sale through Friday at Cromie's Market, featuring 93% extra lean ground beef, $3.29 a pound. Boneless skinless chicken breast, $1.29 a pound. Boneless center cut pork loin roast, $1.69 a pound. Sliced bacon, $1.59 a pound. And jumbo deli hot dogs, 79 cents a pound. While supplies last through Friday at Cromie's Market in Marysville. Shop local, shop hometown, shop Cromie's Market.
Widespread rain showers continue marching east across the eastern Great Lakes here today, heading up toward parts of New England. Some more rain, some more thunder showers across the nation's heartland into the southern plains, Gulf coastal states, Ohio, Tennessee, Valley, eastern Corn Belt today. Incidentally, in that proximity, some thunder showers could be locally heavy, possibly severe. And we'll keep an eye on potentially some strong storms in that same general vicinity again tomorrow from Chicago south toward Dallas. as the possibility for some locally strong storms really extends into the start of the weekend. Now, it's been very wet, too, in many spots, so some localized flooding across the nation's heartland continues in some spots, especially along the Iowa-Nebraska border. From the WeatherEye Weather Center, powered by weatherology.com, I'm meteorologist Steve Wollenhaus.
Average high temperature mid-May, 74. Record high on this date, 95 in 2000. The average low, 53. The record low, 31 in 1981. Sunset this evening at 8:26. Sunrise in the morning at 6:11. Sunny skies and 47 degrees. Winds are light, favoring the west. Barometer at 30.19 inches. Big Blue River expected to crest just over 30 feet yesterday afternoon. That is about 4 feet above flood stage. Minor flooding forecast on the Big Blue River near Blue Rapids. That last report yesterday afternoon, anyway, K87, that's down on K9 and Velites, was closed with floodwaters. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Thursday, the 12th of May. KNDY News Time, 717. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Let Reflections Hallmark in downtown Marysville help you celebrate your graduate and the places they'll go. Say congratulations with a special frame, photo album, or keepsake book. They also have nifty ways of giving money or gift cards in fun tins, toys, and cards. If you're hosting a graduation party, make sure to check out their selection of graduation napkins and other trimmings. And graduates, check out their fun selection of mortarboard decorations. Let Reflections Hallmark help you celebrate your graduate's journey and all the places they'll go. Keepsake moments happen every day. Reflections Hallmark in downtown Marysville will help you capture those moments on Saturday with their Dream Book Party. The anticipation of Christmas builds months in advance. On Saturday, Reflections Hallmark will help you complete your Dream Book wish list. Hallmark Keepsake Christmas Ornaments. From commemorating long-awaited firsts to celebrating a milestone to simply decorating in a favorite theme, nothing gets to the heart of the moments that truly matter like keepsake ornaments. Saturday at Reflections Hallmark.
This is an Ag Business Update powered by AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Well, how will farmers cope if projections for lower prices for most commodities in the next marketing year prove accurate? Gary Crawford has more.
Agriculture Department analysts are projecting yet another drop in prices for corn, rice, wheat, cotton, cattle, hogs, and poultry for the upcoming marketing year. Some producers say that prices this season have not allowed them to make cost of production. USDA's chief economist Rob Johansson told us if these forecasts hold up,
we probably expect to see more loan restructuring going into next year. Some of the farm bill programs will kick in to a larger extent, so there will be some offsetting government payments to provide the safety net that producers will need.
Likely land values and cash rents may come down, which could help. And on the credit front,
very low interest rates, so farm loans are likely to be relatively inexpensive to finance and to refinance.
If farmers can get lenders to grant financing, some producers even this year are reporting some trouble getting their usual lenders to give them an operating loan or extend the current one. But these USDA forecasts, remember, are very early, very tentative. A lot can happen between planting time now and marketing time down the road. Gary Crawford?
Well, the supply and demand report was out yesterday from USDA, which brought some of those lower projections to the market. Corn production for 2016-17, 14.4 billion bushels. That's up 829 million from last year. Soybean production projected 3.8 million bushels. That's down 129 million from last crop year on lower harvested acres and trending yields, which took the markets way higher. Wheat supplies projected to be up 6% as well. But again, those lower prices also for the livestock industry. Find more online anytime at agview.net. With this Ag Business Update, powered by agview.net, I'm Ken Rogers.
Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. Good morning. Farm groups are fighting back against the anti-trade rhetoric from the presidential campaigns. The National Pork Producers Council says losing the Trans-Pacific Partnership trade agreement would be a huge loss for the pork industry. NPPC spokesperson Dave Warner calls the TPP deal with 11 other Pacific partners, quote, the biggest commercial opportunity ever for the U.S. pork industry. Warner says free trade opponents need to know that the trade field is already tilted against the United States.
In almost every case, the free trade agreement is more beneficial to the United States than to the other country, because those other countries often have trade preference programs that the United States gives them, and their products are coming to our shores, either low tariff or duty free. Yet we don't have that reciprocal trade with those countries. And that's what a free trade agreement gets us.
Warner adds the TPP allows U.S. pork access to a half a billion people in the fastest growing economic regions of the world. In other news, the Senate Agriculture Committee Chairman Pat Roberts wants any GMO labeling proposal from the committee's ranking Democrat Debbie Stabenow vetted by agriculture groups. Kansas Republican Roberts says any GMO labeling bill needs the approval from agriculture and food groups to be successful in the U.S. Senate. Roberts says, quote, "We can't get anywhere unless the majority of the 800 agriculture and food groups approve of a GMO labeling proposal," adding that should that be the case, "I'm ready to go." Roberts says he's still unclear what Stabenow is willing to agree with to set a national standard on GMOs. Staff members for both lawmakers are reportedly hammering out the details for a bill with the hope of getting the proposal on the Senate floor before Vermont's labeling law takes effect in July. Bag News, Mid-America Ag Network.
We take care of animals because that's our job, because that's what's right. That's just the first thing that we think of when we get up in the morning. What do the animals need? People need to know that we do everything we can to produce a healthy and safe product. My family has raised livestock since 1882. If they weren't doing things right, we wouldn't have survived as long as we have.
The farmers and ranchers of Kansas Farm Bureau. Care and respect, practice daily.
Isn't it great that a food you crave can be so good for you as well? Beef is easy to love because it tastes so great. But did you know that there are 29 cuts of beef that meet government guidelines for lean? Each one contains less than 10 grams of total fat, 4.5 grams or less of saturated fat, and less than 95 milligrams of cholesterol per 3.5 ounce servings. May is Beef Month, so go lean with protein and buy beef. It's what's for dinner. This May Beef message brought to you by WIC Buildings.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most essential industry. Agriculture, of course. The beef checkoff program is under attack again. More about that after this.
Farming America is brought to you by Stories from the Heartland by Max Armstrong. As one of America's favorite farm broadcasters for over 40 years, Max has been spreading the good word about the great work being done by the men and women who feed the world. Max has met some fascinating people along the way, and his book, Stories from the Heartland, is a beautiful, hardcover, full-color tribute to those people and to the American farmer. Max's book is available at BarnesandNoble.com and Amazon. But for an autographed copy, go to MaxArmstrongBook.com and look for the Farming America window for a special price. That's MaxArmstrongBook.com for your autographed copy. The farmer in your life will love this book. The website again, MaxArmstrongBook.com. Now, if you have a book you'd like to publish, contact Max's publishers and they'll chat with you about options. You can find their contact information on Max's website, MaxArmstrongBook.com.
We are not the only country concerned about foreign purchases of farmland in the United States. Listen to this story from Australia, where Australian cattle producer S. Kidman and Company has attracted its second public foreign buyout offer in 6 months, agreeing a deal with a Chinese-led group that will need the regulatory approval that was denied its previous suitor amid a public outcry over assets passing into non-Australian hands. A consortium involving China's Hunan Dekang Pasture Farming and Shanghai Real Estate Stock Company agreed to buy Kidman for $288 million U.S. dollars. The 117-year-old target, Australia's fifth largest cattle producer. But Australian Treasurer Scott Morrison last November blocked a previous foreign buyout of Kidman and its 101,000 square kilometers, that's 40,000 square miles of farmland, amid a backlash of assets being sold to Chinese interests. Domestic media reported the government was concerned that one Kidman cattle station was too close to a rocket testing site. Investment in Australian farm assets by Chinese players has been expected to increase since the countries entered a $100 billion free trade agreement last year. And the move by Dacang, worth $2.9 billion by market value, would give a first toehold in Australia, although it already owns land in New Zealand. It'll be interesting to see the outcome of this attempted purchase by the Chinese, who are also buying a lot of farmland in the African continent. I remember back in the 80s when we were very concerned about Italian and Japanese buyers coming to the United States and buying a lot of prime farmland. Back with the final word after this message.
No one knows your farm better than you, but a bit of help from the industry's top agronomists, climatologists, engineers, and plant scientists can change the way you view your fields. Introducing Climate Field View, the first integrated support tool providing customized insights specific to your operation. See how Climate Field View can help you maximize your yields by contacting Wesley Hedges with the Farmers Cooperative at 402-239-3749.
Farmers Cooperative.
Farming America is a presentation of the Tribune Radio Network. I'm Steve Alexander.
Thursday is sale day at Marysville Livestock Incorporated. Early consignment listings for the sale today with 700 to 800 head expected. 8 older black pairs, 9 middle-aged mixed pairs, 16 mixed cows, fall calvers running age, 5 mixed cows, fall calvers running age, and 2 2-year-old black heifers, springers. 9 mixed steers and heifers weigh 350 to 4, 14 black steers and heifers 4 to 5, 50 replacement quality black heifers 4 to 6, 57 black steers and heifers 4 to 6, 28 Charolais cross steers and heifers 4 to 650, 80 black steers and heifers 450 to 550, 75 black and Charolais steers and heifers 450 to 6, 70 black steers and heifers 5 to 7, 53 black steers and heifers 5 to 750. 125 black steers, 9 to 9 and a quarter, and 62 black steers weigh 9 to 9 and a quarter. These are early consignment listings for the sale today at Marysville Livestock Incorporated. 731 from KNDY Sunshine this morning in Marysville.
When you're a producer, you gotta keep growing and keep the machinery in gear. You can't have a lot of downtime while you're waiting for parts or repairs, no matter what the equipment is. If your machinery is holding you back, talk to us. We can offer you loan options that make sense for your ag business and get you back in gear. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover, member FDIC.
We're just making a living, making things grow.
State Bank of Odell is proud of the Diller Odell High School graduating class of 2016 and would like to take this opportunity to wish all of the seniors success, happiness, and prosperity in your futures. Congratulations, you did it. From the friendly staff at State Bank of Odell, member FDIC.
This is the sports report from Mid-America Network News. Salvador Perez hit a three-run homer in yet another big first inning against Michael Pineda, and the slumping Kansas City Royals rebounded to beat the New York Yankees 7-3 last night. Down by 4 runs, 6 batters in, New York clawed their way back to 4-3 against Jordano Ventura before Lorenzo Cain hit a 2-run single in the 6th against reliever Nick Goody. Kendrys Morales added a solo homer in the 7th off Phil Koch as the Royals won for just the 4th time in their past 15 games. Ventura, coming off losses at Seattle and Cleveland, gave up 3 runs and 6 hits in 6 innings. Here's news from the Kansas Speedway. NASCAR has suspended Kyle Busch's crew chief and tire changer for one race for violating the lug nut policy during the team's win at the Kansas Speedway last weekend. Adam Stevens was also fined $20,000 and placed on probation through the end of the year. I'm Stephanie Austin.
At Kansas Ethanol and Lyons, we're making more than just ethanol. With our co-product, Distiller's Grain, we're making the first 100% Distiller's Grain range cube. It won't crumble and can be fed on the ground without high wastage or wind losses. With calving season here, our Distiller's Grain calf creep tubs are easy. Throw up 3 panels with a small calf opening and you're done. Calf creep pellets are available too. So call Kansas Ethanol today for pricing. Kansas Ethanol, Lyons, Kansas. 620-257-2300.
New trailers, used trailers, and rental trailers. They're waiting for you at S&S Trailers in Ness City, Kansas. Now's the time to reserve your grain trailer for wheat harvest. Call them today for Mauer and Tempty grain trailers from 24 to 42 foot, single and double axle. A big wheat harvest means it could be short supply on trailers. If you're hauling heavy loads, S&S Trailer sells BWS easy-to-load detachable trailers. It's the only way to haul heavy loads. S&S Trailers, Ness City, Kansas. Call today, 785-798-3666.
The Golden State Warriors are back in the NBA's Western Conference Finals after closing out the pesky Portland Trail Blazers in five games. Steph Curry and Klay Thompson combined to hit 11 three-pointers and score 62 points as the Warriors got past the Blazers, 125-121. Curry was 5-for-11 from beyond the arc and finished with 29 points, 11 assists after receiving his second consecutive MVP award before the opening tip. Meanwhile, the Toronto Raptors are on the verge of reaching the Eastern Conference Finals for the first time in club history. DeMar DeRozan matched his playoff career high with 34 points, and the Raptors took a 3-2 lead in the conference semifinals by beating Miami 99-91. In the NHL, the St. Louis Blues are in the NHL's Western Conference Finals for the first time in 15 years, following a decisive Game 7 victory in Dallas. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Congratulations to the seniors in the class of 2016 of Washington County High School. Commencement exercise is Sunday at 2 in the Washington County High School Gymnasium. A salute to the seniors from Dazine Enterprises, Owens Originals, Blue Valley Telecommunications, and the First National Bank of Washington. Seniors include Paris Youngerberg, Alexandra Thompson, Sydney Applegarth, Jenna Haberger, Austin Metz, Thomas Smith, Audrey Stewart, Connor Penning, Caitlin Rundle, Brooke Tuma, Chance Dewey, Kyle McGatlin, Aaron Welch, Jonathan Harding, Taylor Metz, Martin Walter, Madison Davis, Tori Williams, and Aaron White. A salute to the class of 2016 from Washington County High School, from the First National Bank in Washington, Blue Valley Telecommunications, Owens Originals, and Dazine Enterprises.